This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas.
So let's make it happen. Get out there. Get fired up. And when I say let's, you say do this. Let's.
Do this.
Let's.
Do this.
We as Coloradans know we have to help ourselves right now. We know our potential as a state. We know who our neighbors are, and we love our neighbors. And that's why we're out here knocking on doors.
Cheers Saturday in Denver for a ballot petition drive that would give most Coloradans a tax break. If supporters gather enough signatures and voters approve it, you'd pay less in state taxes if you make less than $500,000 a year. Those who make more will pay more. Even though 97% of taxpayers will get a tax break, this measure would raise an additional $2 billion a year for health care and education. As you heard Jennifer Bacon, a Democrat, the deadline to submit 125,000 signatures is August 3rd. The helicopter that crashed while fighting the Gold Mountain Fire is set to be recovered tomorrow. CPR's Tom Hess says the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the incident.
Investigators plan to remove the downed aircraft from Silver Jack Reservoir. After that, it will be trailered to Greeley for examination. The helicopter crashed earlier this month while working on the Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray. Pilot Nicholas Dale was killed in the wreck. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette's bill that would continue research into Down syndrome passed the House via voice vote today. She says the research will help extend and improve the lives of those with that condition. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.